Welcome back to the Short Commute Podcast. We are getting up there in episode numbers already, Pastor Drew. That's great. Unfortunately, though, this morning we have to start with a correction. If you've ever seen Conan O'Brien on late night, they have fan corrections sometimes. Have you ever seen that?
I don't stay up that late.
All right, yeah, that's true. They have fans write in when he makes a mistake and explain his mistake, and then he has to, he always does a funny way of getting out of it. That's
sure.
Not what I said. But so I have been always of the understanding, and I shared this when we had that live Facebook service of songs about the invisible versus the visible church. I have always thought the visible church was the people who gathered in our sanctuary, kind of brick and mortar, who is the however number that worships at Oostburg First CRC, that's a visible church.
Yeah.
And the invisible church as Christians around the world, so throughout space, all around the world, and throughout time is how I've heard it described. So throughout space means all around the world. Christians in Thailand with Pastor Ben, Christians in Nicaragua with Michelle, and so on and so forth. And also throughout time, so Paul, Peter, St. Augustine,
sure,
etc. That was the invisible church. I guess I'm close, but I learned now this morning that I'm not all the way correct.
True. Well, you're correct, but it's just not the terminology that I understood.
And could you explain for me and our listeners what the invisible church actually means?
Well, the visible church is the church made up of members and their families who have professed Jesus Christ as their Savior. So it's the people that you see showing up at church on any given Sunday morning, the people that profess to be Christians, the people that you consider to be Christians. So that would be the visible church. And the invisible church, which I'm hoping the overlap is extremely close, but we know from Scripture that there is some disparity here. But the invisible church would be the people that have actually received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They are numbered among the elect of God, that they are recipients of salvation. And that's not necessarily everybody that you see in church. It's not necessarily everybody who professes to believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior.
So does the visible church also have a time and space element?
I don't know if the time and space element is as much of a factor with those labels. It does. I mean, it is inclusive of from the beginning to the end. Whenever Jesus returns, there is a visible church and an invisible church. And so I guess that you can say that it transcends time and space. But I think, and we talked about this a little bit before, the labels that you're thinking of is the church militant versus the church triumphant, which would be the church militant would be every Christian that's alive today, and the church triumphant would be all Christians from the beginning of time to the end. But also you're lumping in the idea of the local church, yeah, versus the church universal, which would
well,
be,
would,
you know, you have the local close church that of, you know, the Christians that you rub shoulders with in life and on a daily basis. But then you also have the church universal, which transcends geographic location and a global church, a church with a capital C.
So you're telling me the terms visible and invisible have less to do with who you worship with and when you're worshiping, like I thought it did, and more to do with heart transformation.
That's true. So, which we don't know. Only God knows.
Right, right. So visible church would be people who are in a church on a regular basis, but maybe have never made Jesus Lord of their life.
Right. In their hearts. This right. is a between them and God, right? And
right.
we just
we
don't
know.
Know
that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So does that have any bearing on how we do ministry? And cool terms and whatever, but is that practical in any way?
The transition that we're going to try and make here is understanding church in some more out-of-the-box ways. And so last week we talked about being a missional church and what does that look like in our context, missional versus attractional. And being a missional church in our day and age, as our global society seems to shrink and shrink and shrink, maybe that means understanding the local church in a bit different way too. And so the people that we can reach with our ministry out of tiny Oostburg, Wisconsin, is exponentially greater than who we could have reached 10 years ago, sure, or 20 years ago. And so do we need to start understanding church and I guess strategizing for ministry differently, understanding that our church is far beyond these four walls, far beyond this community, that in fact it could even be a global congregation based on the people that have access to our programming and our teaching and our doctrine.
We see that already. Live streams of our service are being watched in California, in Iowa, in Illinois. When we sang songs together a couple weeks ago on Sunday, we sang with people in Africa, friends from our congregation.
Yeah.
So we see some of that global impact already. But what does that mean? So how do we do things differently then? Do we have to change our worship or our liturgy in any way, or do we just have to lean into some of the benefits of modern technology? Or
I think it's definitely a matter of investing in doing this part of our ministry now well. I don't think that it necessarily has to be a change in worship or liturgy, but certainly an awareness that there's potentially a global audience out there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, our thinking and our desires and our goals and that for ministry, I think, need to be a lot bigger. And we have to realize that the audience is far beyond this community or this county. That means that those of us who are here in flesh and blood, in body, perhaps we'll need to stretch a little bit to have more of a global awareness or a global concern. And so I guess in that way, our worship would expand a little bit or be subject to some new and fresh things as we reach other people groups, if that's something that God blesses us with.
Sure. Would it be pertinent to call back to our Christianese podcast episode and say, if we know that there's a decent contingent of people who are listening in Michigan, California, Illinois, where have you, maybe we need to be careful about some of the cultural words or stories that we're telling in our services.
Yeah.
Maybe things that make sense to Oostburgians, Oostburgers, but would be lost on someone from Grand Rapids or right. Wherever.
Like calling a drinking fountain a bubbler.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Or talking about a certain business or person. And not that we wouldn't ever do that. I mean, if they're a great analogy or a way to tell a story, of course I would. I would use that still in a service. But just kind of being a little bit more mindful about where some of our language gets lost on people.
Well, it involves our prayers too. Mm. We spend an awful lot of time, and it's just natural. We spend an awful lot of time praying for what's familiar, praying for people that are close to us.
And that's a good thing.
And being, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But having more of an awareness of the global church, the persecuted church, and doing ministry in such a way that the doors are flung wide open for relationships to be built.
Yeah.
Miles and miles away.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to us today in Grand Rapids, or if you're listening to us in Escondido or Denver or wherever else we have listeners, hello to you, to our Oostburg friends. We love you too. We're happy to do ministry with whoever joins in. So maybe that's a callback to the way we started, the church militant. Am I using the terminology now?
Church militant. Christians the people on the world alive move in today.
Yes. Well, we're joining hands with you. You guys are part of the body of Christ in a different place than we are, but we're happy to do it together. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.